Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
The first annual Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association meeting is happening on October 28th at 6 o'clock at the Historic Chain Ranch in Canton. It's a membership kickoff with the election of officers and a big barbecue plan for everyone. Independent producers must have a voice in today's production setting, and this is everyone's opportunity to organize and protect your business from outside sources. Call Andy Hutchinson at 580-886-5149. That's 580-886-5149 for more info.
The cattle futures market had a bit of a volatile day. Here today, we were sharply lower at one point before bouncing back. This morning, mid-morning, we had some cash trade at 109, 233 of the 919 head listed on the Fed Cattle Exchange sold at 109, and briefly after that, we had some 110 cash bid. So after the initial sell-off, the board did bounce back with live cattle settling anywhere from 17 to 67 higher. The October front month up 30 at 111.47. Feeder cattle mostly weaker. October's closed up 37 to 152.52, but Nov, Jan, March, and April were all 27 to 70 cents lower. At midday, box beef up 23 cents on choice, 197.89, following yesterday's draw. Select was down 48 cents at 189.37. This Friday, we've got an on-feed report. Early estimates of on-feed as of October 1st are 104% of last year, or 10.73 million head. Placements in the month of September are estimated to be 106.5 or 2.046 million head, and marketed in the month of September 102.9 or 1.777 million head. That's Friday after the close at 2 p.m.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
A slow day for the grain futures today. We had wheat as the weakest contract here, down 4 to 5 cents. Kansas City July, which is the crop we're planting right now, was down 5 at 478.5. The corn and beans were a half to a penny and a half lower. Just not a whole lot going on there. The crop progress for this point is really going along pretty slowly across the board. Corn and bean harvest is a little bit slower than what would normally be. But what's even worse is the winter wheat plantings. Winter wheat planting 60% complete. But in Kansas, it's extremely slow, about 33% less than what the five-year average for the Kansas wheat crop. And is that a bigger sign of maybe that crop's never going to get planted? Maybe we're shifting to something else. And that might be good going forward in terms of the price of wheat if they don't plant much. But a big drop there. Not just slower, but it's also the possibility or a sign that that slowest start in recent memory could also translate into lower acres overall. Tomorrow morning, we've got a trade export report. Early estimates are again, estimated to be really big for soybeans, as they have been, 1.3 to 1.7 million metric tons. Corn, 800 to 1.1, and wheat, 250 to 450.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.